Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
One Manchester. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. Done. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here.
Stays till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
So, good evening and welcome to the first of the new look Morgus. It's gonna be live every evening. Gonna go around and introduce this evening's panel. We've got Rodney with a fresh shape up. that actually looks older than Wednesday, bro. So it's looking like you got a trim while we were on lockdown. Care to explain that to our listeners before we go any further?
What's going on, people? How are you, Morale? You right, yeah?
I'm good, but you're ignoring that, yeah?
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize you said something, so...
Yeah, no worries. I hear you. Akka, how you doing, bro?
Yeah, good, man.
Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries at all, man. Our pleasure. And Timmy, how you doing, man?
Fam, how are you going to go to a guest before me, bro? Like, I'm not a regular, fam.
Yes, it's nothing to do with that, to be honest. It's just the positioning of your boxes.
And still. I was in this space first.
Yeah, I was actually... Yeah, go on.
No face means you go last.
So no face, no case, yeah?
No
face.
Good anyway.
No
good.
Get me a Slabil FC. Come on.
Yep.
Martial out.
Yeah, we'll get into that. To those of you who are watching the stream, subscribe, share the link. We're going to be discussing all the games. This is how it's going to be every week going forward. Cool. So let's start, guys. Saturday's game, a 3-1 win against West Ham. I'll start with you this time, Timmy, since you feel like you should be front and center. What did you think going into the game? What did you think of the performance?
I thought going into the game that we'd win. We've actually struggled a bit against West Ham recently, but we're on a decent run of form in the league. And I thought the team needed to respond after a disappointing result against PSG the other day. So when probably the worst half of football we've played this season, when I saw that half of football on Saturday, I was shocked. I mean... There was no Bruno in the midfield, but we had Pogba and we had Van de Beek. So we actually had two technically sound players in the middle. I expected us to be able to control the game, really. And in the first half, we just didn't do that. the fact that we needed Bruno and Rashford to come on to help bail us out just shows the direction that the team's going in at the moment, as well as the fact that those two currently, unarguably, are our best players right now.
Facts. What did you think of the game, Akka?
It's a bogey ground. It's a ground we haven't won at. So I was a bit nervous going into it. But like my man just said, you know, we were due a win. But the first half performance, at half time, I was ready to just give up. I've seen it so many times, not turning up. It's getting tiring now, the slow starts. And there's only so many times you can, I said at half time, funnily enough, only so many times you can fall behind before, you know, trying to pull it back. But the second half was like Jekyll and Hyde. So we came out and we got the result. And at this moment in time, it's about winning and staying close to the pack. But the first half's worrying. Second half's promising. But that's United at the minute. It's par for course, isn't it? Hot and cold.
Facts. What do you guys attribute the slow starts to? What do you think is causing that? Obviously, it's not by design. And I agree with you, Aka, that it's not sustainable. What do you think is happening to us in games where we're starting slow and having to come back? That's open. That's for anyone to answer.
It's an element of, I think it's caginess, and it comes from probably the coaching team. So I think we have a game plan to stop other teams and hit them on the counter. So in first half, I don't know whether we choose to sit back or what we're trying to do. We just seem a bit confused. Like if you look at the average player positions in first half, there's no real like any kind of cohesion in the team, any kind of dimension. So you'll have seen it on Saturday. Telles is flying up. You've got Cavani and Van de Beek and, you know, Martial bunched in a small. You can throw a blanket over them together. And it sort of takes like going behind and then throwing, you know, hands to the pump. And then we get going, it seems. To be honest with you, I think the players, I've had a chat with, you know, in the group chats today. They're running off pure instinct, I think. So it's moments of magic that are pulling out to get results at the minute. So it's not real any patterns of play for me. It's not real any good coaching. It's just magic from people like Bruno, Cavani, Pogba on Saturday. So I think that's what it is. There's a lack of cohesion in the team, and what I don't like about Ole's United is it's always about how to stop the opponent. But I think if you just trusted the instincts of the team more to attack and build patterns of play, would be a lot better in the opening stages of a match.
I think that a lot of the time, because of how shaky our centre-back pairing is generally, his first thought is to make sure they're secure, which is why you always have a McTominay, a Fred starting, somebody who's basically just going to like sit there, run around, kick players, protect them, not leave them to expose. We've seen how pathetic it was at times with Matic in there. So do you not think that he's somewhat hampered by the players that we have? And even though he may necessarily want to be more progressive, he's always got that mind on, if I commit too many players forward, I haven't got the defenders who are actually capable of looking after themselves without having that protection in front of them.
No, that's dead. He didn't have that before he signed his new contract, and he was all out attack and Pogba was further forward. It wasn't like that. He didn't care about the centre-back partnership then, and we were scoring more goals than the opponent, so he knows why he's reverted back to this weird thing of concentrating more on the opponents than what we've got in our locker.
We struggled when we started this season. Against Crystal Palace, we were exposed. At times in the running back in the last season, we were exposed. Pogba, obviously, it's from what we're reading, he had COVID, and it seems like he's only now just getting back into full fitness again. And it seems that despite that, Ole just put him on the pitch anyway. And it makes sense, because even though he's not necessarily the best defensively, I think he looked as bad as he's ever looked for us in that regard. So he's always going to look. I think now how he's decided to position stuff is protect the back line, get Bruno on, and Bruno literally just has a free reign to do whatever he wants to do. And because the results are coming, he's happy to let the good times roll.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
Cool. Let's talk about the goals. So first goal, Pogba's goal. Firstly, did that ball go off?
Yeah.
They're saying it did today, innit? But bro, I don't know. I couldn't tell.
That ball went all the way off. If it was, that ball went off the pitch so much. If it was low enough, I reckon one of the substitutes could have headed.
Nah, was it that bad?
That's how
nah,
bad
man,
it was.
Come on,
it
bro,
was
man.
Well off the pitch, bro. If you were standing on the touchline, you would have. The ball was so far off. You know, I'm gonna take it. because I don't like West Ham. I hate their ground. I hate their fans. I hate everything about them. So I'm going to take that goal. But it was it went out so far. It was mad.
Yeah. Let's talk about the finish from Pogba. Obviously, one of the hallmarks of his time at Juve was his long strikes. We haven't actually gotten to see many of those since he's come over. But how good was that finish from him, Timmy?
Oh, anyone that knows Pogba knows what he's got in his locker, innit? Like, I wasn't surprised to see the net nestle. You get me? Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. That is.
Listen, asked me, bro, just relax for a sec.
If I was just born and I've watched Pogba at United, I've never seen that in his locker. So.
anyone that knows Pogba or has watched Pogba at Juve knows that he's got it in his locker. It ain't really come to fruition too much in his time at United, obviously. But because I was watching on delay, I was actually on the train when I was watching it, and I seen that we went 1-1, and I saw that it was him that scored, and I just knew that it was going to be a screamer because. Nah, bro, but it couldn't really be nothing else. Like, he don't really get into the box like that no more. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, Bruno's really the one that occupies the positions that he used to occupy. Like, so we don't really see him coming with the late man runs into the box. He's not getting in on the headers or whatever. I mean, he might score from a corner, but when I saw the goal, it didn't surprise me. He had a chance like that in the first half where it was quite tame, went straight into the keeper's hands. But, you know, He's got to strike one well at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not far fetched to think that the guy will score screamer every once in a while. So, yeah, man, I was buzzing for him to score, man. I was buzzing. I went on the Mugga Twitter, done my little voice note and that, bro. I was buzzing, fam. I'm still buzzing.
We hear you. So, got a question or comment, I guess, from Della Tevi. No one ever addresses Pogba's shortcomings, bro. I wouldn't hold my breath. let's talk
that's
about
my
it.
Guy still.
Yeah, so let's talk about, so you're obviously one of the members of Pogba's fan club here, Timmy. What did you think of his performance? And once we speak about his performance overall, we'll talk about some interesting comments on it today.
Bro, I think he played well. The problem with the problem that United fans have with someone like Pogba is that when the team's not playing well, no matter what, he's always going to be under scrutiny because he's supposed to be the driving force of the team, right? And the fact that he's flattered to deceive so many times in his tenure at the club, it's like he's under the microscope a lot more than everyone else, not only because of his price tag, not only because he's supposed to be our best player, but because we're actually waiting for him to do something. And we'll keep waiting and we'll keep waiting. But sometimes I just feel like fans are a little bit too harsh on him because a lot of the time he's actually not playing bad. And for example, the first half against West Ham, he was our best player. I mean, I know it's not saying much, but a lot of people were acting like he'd been so poor in the first half. And for me, I didn't see it. I saw a man that was trying to progress play. I saw a man that was trying to also keep it as simple as he could. I saw a man who was trying to bring the ball forward, you know, basically doing everything that he's supposed to be doing as the leader of the team at that precise moment. But, you know, any misplaced pass, any foul, I saw the clip when apparently Rice bodied him. Like, it will just get highlighted so much more than the good things that he does. So for me, the performance, I thought it was a good performance. I thought it was a 7.5 out of 10 performance from Pogba. I know he can do better, but it's a good start.
Yeah. What did you think of the performance, Akar?
He played well. I thought Saturday was his best game this season. He does get a lot of stick. But then he gets a lot of people covering up his shortcomings as well. It's about finding balance with Pogba. So I agree, yeah, he's public enemy number one at times because of the price tag and having to be the best player. But then he just does some stupid stuff as well in the middle of games. Like, I still haven't forgiven him for that Bellerin penalty. I mean, you could see that coming from a mile off. did it. Fair enough. He scored a great goal on Saturday. And when he scored, my first reaction was, it's about time. Because he's in the last 49 games, he's only scored 2 goals, I think. And he's capable of so much more. We've seen Pogba, when he's got the bit between his teeth and he's in his stride, he's capable of so much more. But yeah, I agree. Saturday was one of his better games. And I hope he pushes on for his own sake.
What was that stat? Sorry, bro.
2 goals in the last 49 games.
49 games, club and country. He's only scored 2 goals.
Pretty interesting.
It's pretty interesting. Cool.
That's pretty interesting.
Were those 2 goals this season? Because he scored 2 goals this season, boy.
He scored one against West Ham. What was his other goal?
The deflected free kick in the League Cup. Or is it in his last 48 league games? No, because you said club and country. Yeah, he scored the deflected free kick, didn't he? Who did we play in like the third round of the Carabao Cup? Yeah, it was Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
No. They gave that to Pogba, my bro.
Did they?
I'm giving it to him.
I'm giving it to him.
I'm giving it to him. Get me. Bro.
I want to go on to some comments from his agent, the infamous Mino Raiola. So, Manchester United board know the risk losing Pogba for free, given the player has no intention of extending. If somebody does not understand that, then they do not understand football. In any case, let them blame me if Paul leaves. Also goes and say, however, I think that the best solution for both Pogba and Man United is that he goes in the next transfer window. If not, the Old Trafford club know that they risk losing him on a free, as it is not Paul's intention to extend his contract. So that's very interesting because I don't know if it was earlier today or yesterday, Paul came out to say that he wants to have success with his club. So we know what Mino Raiola is known for as an agent. When we saw these statements come out, it was absolute carnage in the Mugga chat. I was surprised so many people still cared, to be honest with you. I didn't know that he could still move people that way. But I'll start with you, Timmy, in regards to these comments. What were your thoughts? When I spit bars in a rave, man, I go
hard, last and tan. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
When I spit bars in a rave, man, I go hard, last and tan. When you saw them?
Bro, for me, it's just the agent doing his job very, very well. Like, Mino Raiola is actually the best in the business. And the reason that we don't like it is because he's mugging our club off for the best interest of his client. If he was doing this to any other club that wasn't ours, we'd all be looking at him like he's a mastermind. The guy knows what he's doing. I take a lot of what he says now with a pinch of salt because he contradicts himself so much. Today, as Pogba doesn't want to extend and let him go in the next window. In August, it was Pogba's happy and we're going to sit down and discuss a new contract. Like, personally, what I think is there's an offer on the table from United and the offer's not what Pogba or Raiola want. And so now he's trying to force them to up their offer by, I don't know, like, call it a scare tactic or whatever. Yeah, let's act like Pogba doesn't want to extend his contract. Let's put other clubs on alert. Let's try and sell him in January as well, where you know that it will be very hard for us to get adequate replacement just to force our hand. We're probably offering him like what, maybe like 320 a week now. He's on 290. Might be offering him 320, 330. Pogba's probably pushing for close to 400. And United at the moment don't want to budge. So Raiola's like, all right, cool. We'll put other clubs on alert. And then let's see what happens. Let's see if you're really going to stick at 320. I'm not worried. The guy's doing the job that he's supposed to do. I was saying earlier, if I was as good at my job as Raul is at his job, I'd be the general manager of the company that I work for right now, bruv. Raul is so good at his job And United fans don't like it because he's mugging off United. That's why we don't like it. And I hear it because it's our club. But if he was mugging off Arsenal, we'd be laughing our heads off. We'd be backing him to the moon and back. He's doing his job for his client. And that's why all his clients get the best deals. All his clients get the best deals.
What about Lingard?
Bruh, I promise you, Lingard's going to leave United and get more money than he's getting at United. He's going to leave United and get more money than he's getting at United. I think he's doing his job. I think he's doing his job, and he's doing his job really well. I take everything he says with a pinch of salt, like I said, because he's just contradicting himself. Like, the moment calls for something to say, and he might have to say something different this time because it works better for his client at that specific moment in time. I don't think Pogba's going anywhere in January. I think if he hasn't signed a new contract by the summer, he's definitely leaving. But he's 100% not going anywhere in January. I'll eat my hat if he goes in January.
Cool. Do you think he wants to go? Or
are you not sure? Bro, Pogba's stock is plummeting.
Plummeting, to be honest.
Yeah, it's plummeting. Bro, his stock is plummeting. No, the thing is, yeah, because I don't want to say plummeted, because he can obviously still get a move to an elite club, right?
You think so?
Yeah, Pogba, bro, the name alone will get him a move to an elite club, right? His stock is plummeting, absolutely, because he just hasn't been at his best, or he hasn't lived up to the height that he was supposed to live up to. He could still get an elite club for me. And if he hasn't, like I said, if he hasn't gone by January, then we might get like 40 mil for him in the summer. I don't see it being that much. But if he hasn't signed a new contract by the end of the season, then yeah, like we're letting him go. We're letting him go for cheaper.
That's a big L to sell him for 40 million, because as poor as he's been, I don't think his market value is 40 million. But at the end of the day, yeah, this has not been a good partnership, and I wouldn't blame him if he wanted to just go elsewhere. Aka and Rodney, do you guys have a different view of Raiola's comments from Timmy, or do you agree with him?
No, I agree. For once, I agree with Timmy. I think he's spot on there. The only thing I will say is I don't know if there is a offer on the table. I'm not too sure whether there is one on the table as we speak. But other than that, yeah, I agree with him. Pains me to say, breaks my heart. But yeah, I agree with everyone.
It pains your heart to agree with him, yeah? Mm. How about you, Aka? Do you think that...
I think there is an offer on the table, but it's fairly similar to what the money he's earning right now. Maybe a little bit more. And they want to fill... Well, Raiola wants to fill his pockets up, and he wants his client to get the best. And that's understandable. But as a United fan, I don't have to like it. And it's the ill timing that really gets to me. So this is a big week for us. We could, you know, we've got a massive game tomorrow night. We've got a huge derby on Saturday. He's done this. He's got form for this. He's done this before the derby as well. Like, if you want the best for your client, you can do it. You can get the best for your client, but have a bit of respect. Paul Pogba needs to have a bit of respect for the club.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't like.
Like, the timing is on. You see when he did it before the City game. It was before the City game. Which City game was it?
3-2. Yeah, when Pogba. Yeah, now you're gonna say, well, should we make Raiola manager now?
No, sorry, when was it?
I told you it was Derby when he scored 2 goals. So we make Raiola manager now. We'll start to get Raiola. I tell you what, I get the best deals for everyone. I'm going to get the results.
We got a question. As he's talking about, he's getting angrier and angrier. We got a comment here from H Mon's Money. The funny thing is that he posted an IG poll. Who has a better trip? Lou, the guy is too funny. Yeah, I think they're playing the game. They know the game. I think despite everything that's happened with him, I think he's still in a position of power. You don't want to lose a player of his quality on the cheap. And how do you replace him? The thing is, everybody has this feeling like, oh, Pogba leaves and the grass will be greener for Manchester United. I really don't think it is.
Right.
Depending on how he's used wherever he goes, and I've heard Juve links, and that's a club where he had great success. he'll end up having a better time than he's had at Manchester United.
Right.
Again, we'll look funny because we have a trend over the last 7 to 10
Why
years.
Why are you putting your hand up, bro?
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah, once you, I finish, you can talk.
Come back, man, wants to ask a question. Headmaster Mariah, please.
The last seven to 10 years, we have a history of quality players coming here, not doing well, then going elsewhere and playing well. So
if I'm
a big player, do I want to come to Manchester United? Is that a good move for me in my career? They're not winning anything. My stocks go down,
mm-hmm.
I go elsewhere on the continent, and then it seems that Manchester United always seems to be the problem because these players go to other clubs and they end up flourishing.
Yep.
Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job sites, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Rodney, you wanted to say something.
No, I was. What was I going to say now? I've forgotten what I was going to say. Sorry, go on.
I think, right. So Mason finally gets his first league goal of the season. He moved centrally after Martial went off injured. So we're going to talk about the two strikers. First, Tony Martial's 25th birthday, it was on Saturday. And obviously, we did the preview of the game, Rodney, for the Patreon. And you were predicting that he'd have a good game. Based on nothing, really. I think you just were hoping to speak it into
it. Yeah, it was hope.
Manifest it, as the ladies love to say. Yeah. You were hoping to manifest it. Didn't quite happen. Where do we stand with him at this point? Because this, in terms of his application, it's as bad as I've ever seen it in terms of like his worst performances. He was getting into 50-50s and losing every single time.
Then he
went off injured and he's not going to be playing against Leipzig either. Does he just need a spell out of the team for a bit? What do you guys think? I'll start with you, Rodney.
I don't think he needs a spell out of the team. It's a difficult one with him. How do you go from the Martial we saw last season, back end of last season, to the Martial we're now watching? Like, what exactly is the issue? If you take him out of the team, is it a confidence issue then, or does he need a rest? Like, what is the issue? I don't know what taking him out of the team does, because I don't feel like he has a massive point to prove like he did under Mourinho, where Mourinho was questioning him and he was in and out of the team at the time, and then he came back and he did bits, because he's got last season's form to sort of fall on. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know how you can be, like, normally with a Martial performance, even if he's not scoring or assisting, the fundamentals to his own game are there. Like, he can hold up the ball, he can pass the ball, and he doesn't lose the ball that often. When you take those things away, as well as not scoring and assisting, it's hard to see exactly what the issue is. You can't look around the team and say, okay, the team needs to do this for Martial, the manager needs to do this for Martial, if you can't even get the basics right in your game. So taking him out of the team wouldn't be, it's nothing other than he just doesn't benefit the team anymore. I would take him out of the team just for that. I wouldn't take him out of the team because that's what he needs. I'll take him out of the team because he's been playing shit, and we've got other options in Greenwood, Rashford and Cavani, who are all scoring goals now. So for me, it would be nothing to do with trying to improve Martial or shocking him. It'd just be, he's been playing shit, take him out of the team and see what we do without him.
Yeah, we've got a comment here from Tobes. The worst thing about it is it's odd to pinpoint why he's performing so badly. I'll come to you, Akka. I did ask you at the beginning of the pod. I didn't quite get an answer. If you did answer, I didn't hear. We've kind of got two factions on Mugga. We've got the 9 a.m. gang, which is Martial's fan club, and we've got the 8:59 gang, who or the 9:01 gang, depending on who you are. Where do you stand?
He's always been a streaky player. I think what I'm thinking is he doesn't like competition, from what I can tell. So the minute Zlatan came in, Toy's out of the pram. Alexis came in, Toy's out of the pram. Last year, he was told, you're number nine, you've got no direct competition, and he flourished. I know we bought Cavani to compliment him, but Cavani's put him on his toes. Cavani's come in and he's shown how a real number nine moves around in and around the box, how they work, the work rate, what's expected of a number nine. And I think subconsciously, I don't think this time is consciously, but I just don't think he likes the competition. And he's had a tough start to the season. He's always been a streaky player, like I said. So, it wouldn't surprise me if he scores 7 in the next 10 games and then goes quiet again, because that's what he's like. You're laughing, but that's the kind of player he is. He could just turn it on and come January or February and start banging them in for a two-month period and then go quiet again. The point I always say about these, you know, Rashford, Greenwood, these guys, Martial, judge them when they're 25. Martial's 25 now. Is he going to get a lot better? I think, you know, 20 to 25 goals is his ceiling. Now, is that what's required at United at the minute? I do like him. I would hate to see him go. But, you know, I think he does need time out of the team, because he just right now doesn't deserve to be starting.
I hear you. Timmy, we had quite a heated, legendary discussion in the Patreon back end of last season. I think it was after a game where he didn't do particularly well. I forget which one it is, just because most of the games when we came back, he was pretty good. You were of the opinion that he's not good enough to be our long-term striker. I was of the opinion that we hadn't necessarily seen enough and I would give him more time. I guess, knowing you, you're starting to feel vindicated. I know you well. So, talking about what we've seen this season so far from Martial, what are your thoughts? I think you'll agree that it's definitely much worse than what we saw the back end of last season. So what do you think is going on?
So if I remember correctly, the game that we had this discussion with Southampton, and I think he scored in that game. So I don't think he played well. And
did he get a hat-trick in that game?
No. We drew 2-2, mate.
2-2. You're thinking of Sheffield United.
Yeah. But what I remember from the conversation is that I basically said I want him to score 25 goals. I don't want him to be our number nine anymore. And at that time, I wasn't as 8:59 or 9:01 as I am now. In fact, back then, I actually really liked Martial. My thing is, for a club like United, you need a proper talisman. You need a proper number nine. You need a number nine that's going to score goals. And all the elite teams in world football, their success comes from having that front man that's going to get you 35 odd goals a season, right? So the fact that I was given Martial a benchmark of 25 just to show that he deserves another season at the nine is more that just so I know that he can hit the target number, right? And where he hit close enough, playing well, carried us to top four at the back end of the season alongside Rashford as well. I thought, yeah, all right, he deserves another chance. We've given him another chance now, and I've seen enough, right? We've all seen enough. He is not good enough to be the number nine for Man United. He's just not good enough. I love him as a backup striker. He can play in the Carabao Cup games. He could play when we're through in the Champions League, match day fives and sixes and that. Cool. But in the big games, I don't want him playing up front. In must wins, I don't want him playing up front. He's not going to be the striker that's going to bridge the gap between United and Liverpool or United and Bayern Munich in Europe.
I think that's unfair.
You might think it's unfair.
In big games, he's got quite a good record.
Bro, okay. So again, his big game record, yeah, is so like overrated to the point where if you're going to put his big game record against Harry Kane's big game record, or Aguero's big game record, or even Rashford's, thank you, or even Rashford's big game record. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not really buying it either, my bro, because these guys love to bring up, oh, Martial does this in the big games and does that in the big games. I'm sure me and Elijah went through this before, right? I'm sure me and Elijah went through this before. And his record in big games isn't like that of the other top strikers in the top goal scorers in the Premier League. His big game record ain't like an Aguero. His big game record ain't like a Harry Kane, right? These are elite strikers. Okay. These are 30 goal a season strikers, right? Martial is not that 30 goal a season striker. He never will be.
Okay, but
he got seven. Was it 17 league goals that he got?
But his number
last season. Hold on, Rodney. He got 17 league goals last season. What was that? 5 goals off Golden Boot.
Yeah,
something like that.
The fact that us man are happy that he played 33 games last season. The fact that we're happy. That man were happy that our number 9 was scoring at a 1-in-2 rate means that we are in the mud. I don't care if you score in every single big game you want to. If you're not scoring enough, I don't care if you score in every big game. Because small games matter as well, my bro. Small games matter as well. I want to pick up three points in every single game. I'd rather he doesn't score in any big game all season and he scores in every single one of the small games, because A, he's going to have scored more goals, and B, he's going to have picked us up more points, right? Martial scored 17 goals in 33 league games last season, yeah? 1-in-2 record. Which elite striker has a 1-in-2 record for their club?
None. I don't think anybody would call him an elite striker.
Right.
Okay, hold on. Is United an elite club? Are we an elite club?
No, we are.
Hold on. Man United are an elite club. Our name is up there with the likes of Real Madrid, the likes of Barcelona, the likes of Bayern Munich, right? Our names are up there. Bayern Munich have Lewandowski. Real Madrid have Benzema. They had Ronaldo before. Barcelona had Suarez. They have Messi. We've got Anthony Martial. My bro, it's enough.
My bro.
Listen, right, it's right. Enough. It's enough.
I've had enough. Though.
We're finished with him. 17 league goals. A man think that's a great return. A 1-in-2 record for your starting number 9.
Nobody said he's elite.
Does he deserve to be our number nine or not?
Did you speak or not?
Truth
bro?
Hurts, my guy Toby. Tell them the truth hurts.
Did you speak, bro?
Timmy, can there be a rebuttal? Is that all right?
Sorry, man. My man, no. Anyway,
go on, Rodney.
Timmy's point was you don't want him starting in big games. You don't want him starting.
No, that's not my point. That was not my point.
That's what you said. That was part
bro,
of
bro, that was not said. My point. My but point is that. He should not be the starting number 9 for Man United. That's my point. Okay, big game or yeah, no big okay. game.
And your evidence
he shouldn't
was,
be the starting number 9 should, for Man you United.
You said he shouldn't start in big games and he shouldn't start in important games. Did you bro, just not say that?
No.
You didn't say that.
Big games were part of the discussion, but I'm speaking on a whole. Don't cap it to big games and don't cap it to what do you call it? No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
No, but we'll listen over. That's not what I said.
You never said.
You did say that.
We'll listen over and I'll prove you lot wrong again.
Yeah, you did that shit. You said that. Yeah. You said that shit just now. All I wanted to say was, I think it's a little bit unfair because in big games and in crucial games, his record isn't that bad.
Damn,
it isn't that bad. And then you started going off into points that nobody made. No one said he's an elite striker. Nobody said to put him against Kane, Aguero, Benzema, Suarez, and all these other. You was just literally
Was I not asked about Martial? I didn't say that anyone said it.
Yeah, but hold on.
I didn't say that anyone said it. Man asked me about Martial. Listen,
you're comparing him to players that nobody who backs him compares him to.
You're my bro.
Because hold on, can you respond now?
I know what he's saying. He's saying for United.
Thank you.
We should have strikers. Like, we should have Harry Kane.
Thank you.
Martial's a left winger, for God's sake. He's not a striker.
But the question do we need an elite striker? That wasn't the question.
We know we need an elite striker. If you asked us, is Harry Kane better than Martial, would you rather Harry Kane than Martial?
Right.
It's not 9 a.m. though, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It's not 9 a.m. It's not 9 a.m. Dead that now. It's not 9 a.m.
I'm with him. I'm back in.
Yes, come on, Aka, my bro.
Right. Martial earned his starting berth.
Right, thank you.
But he's dropped the ball. 11 games in, he hasn't got a goal.
Thank you.
I'd rather him fight out on the left with Rashford.
Yeah.
He can't be leaving the line for United.
Man on the bench, bruv. He earned the opportunity to start as the number 9 this season. Yep. We are 11 games in now. He scored zero league goals.
It took him five games
to register a shot on target. My friend, Bruno has created 35 chances this season. I'm really not hearing this. We're not creating enough chances for him. I'm not hearing it.
Nobody said that.
Who said that?
Bro, listen, what? So hold on. You two haven't said it, but when Martial had no shots on target, 3, 4, 5 games into the season, guys were using the excuse that we don't create chances as the reason why he hasn't had no shots on target. Had this whole argument with Elijah on the timeline. I'll find it for you.
No, that's Elijah, but
yeah, no. But I'm not putting it on you two specifically.
You kind of was asked about you and Mariah's discussion, not you and Elijah's discussion.
I've already touched on mine and Mariah's discussion.
Yeah, that was the question. That was it.
Yeah, we can bring everything together.
So we can
have a bit more context, because obviously, Aka, this is your first time on the pod. Where we were coming from last season, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Rodney, was the fact that last season was the first season that Martial had an opportunity to start up front consistently throughout the season. It also ended up being his most prolific season. So that, to me, already shows a positive correlation. Not to mention that our best creator, Pogba, was injured for the vast majority of the season. But the minute we got another creator coming in, Bruno, Martial saw an increase in opportunities and an increase in goal rate. Then to add all of that together, he finished the season when we came back from lockdown as our strongest player. And I think alongside Rashford, Bruno and a couple of others, he basically carried us to the Champions League spot. So off all of those things put together, I was of the opinion, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Rodney, that he'd earned the opportunity for us to see what he could do long term. I always said to Timmy that, to be honest, 2-3 years, the spot's going to be Greenwood's anyway, because for me, Greenwood is already the best finisher of the bunch. But Martial had already earned the right to have another go up front, because the strikers you're talking about, Harry Kane, Lewandowski, Benzema, we're not getting any of those strikers. They're not coming to Manchester United. Harry Kane's going to cost you 200 million. Lewandowski's living it up in Bayern Munich. And even the Benzema that you mentioned, he's at Real Madrid. So we have to look at the reality of the situation. So when you say, are we an elite club? Yes, we have the history of an elite club. We have the resources of an elite club. But we truly haven't been an elite club since Fergie left. And you have to rearrange your expectations of Manchester United now as a result of that. But yeah, Rodney, I don't know if you wanted to add anything onto that.
No, yeah, that was the thing with Martial. It wasn't, nobody ever argued whether he was an elite striker or not. I think it's pretty clear that he wasn't elite. He's not an elite striker. It was everything literally Mariah.
So why should he start for us? Tell me then, why should he start for us then?
Because Mariah, he's not an elite striker. Mariah kind of explained what his point was. So everything in what he just said is why Mariah felt he should be given another chance up top, my bro.
We cry at McTom playing centre midfield all the time because of his deficiencies. He's not good enough to play centre midfield for Man United. Everyone knows it. Martial's not good enough to play up front for Man United.
But hang on, that's just the truth. With Mariah's point, there's evidence to suggest giving him a chance this season prior to the 11 games you've seen. With McTominay, what have you seen?
Bro, what's the evidence to suggest? The fact he scored 1 in 2?
So flipping what?
There's a correlation between him playing up top.
You want your striker to be a one in two man, yeah?
Look.
That's not
you're getting one and one, and we're saying one plus one, and you're getting four. That's
bro, no. You're saying one plus one, and I'm getting two.
You're saying you want. You're saying you want your striker to be a one in two man. That's not what.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I want my striker.
That's literally what you just said.
I don't want my striker to be a one in two.
You said we want our striker to be one in two.
That's literally what you just said.
Rodney, how many is he going to score this year then?
I don't know how many he's going to
score. I've already told you. If Martial gets 13 goals,
if he's going to get double figures, you're backing a man that you can't even say for sure.
If Martial gets 13 league goals, I'll buy every man here a United shirt of their choice. If Martial scores 13 league goals, I'll buy it for your daughter then. No problem. She needs a United top. Yeah, it's cool, fam. I'll buy one for your son as well, fam. Trust me. If Martial scores 13 league goals, I promise you, blood.
Guys,
not happening. Partiality. And them no.
Wait, is he better as a number nine, or is he better off the left?
Bro, no one's backing the guy. It's just last season, people are taking his numbers and putting against Harry Kane and all this. All we said was 17 goals for a striker who's starting up top in his first season. It's not bad. It's enough to say.
One second.
Man up top bro, next season. It's like you're saying that in the summer we could say, yeah, let's go and replace Martial with one of the four names you've given. No, my brother, we got Martial. That's the stage right, and he showed enough to play up top role. That's it. Like, and now we're 11 games in, it's captain hindsight right now, because now you can say
man, blah, blah, captain blah. Hindsight time, bro, I had time, my reservations last season. Where's did, the you hindsight did, you did. You I've did, been saying the same yeah, thing
you did, but at the time 17 goals in a season, first season up top, and the way he was playing, he had performances to match it too, was enough to say, you know, actually, it'll be interesting to see what he can do when Pogba's fit, when Bruno's in the team, when we're starting a whole season. That was literally it, fam. That's not out of the realms to say. That's not saying we shouldn't get a better striker. That's not saying there aren't better strikers out there, bro. Man's literally just looked at one player's performances over a season and said, yeah, he can start as number nine next season. That was literally it, cuz.
Now, it.
11 games in, okay.
Then we know that he's not it.
Okay, it's not looking all right, like that. Cool. But, bro, you're arguing something completely different to what man said at the time and what we're saying now, my bro.
Yeah.
And actually, I'll take them two tots from my son and my daughter. A little three-part pick with even. Yeah, that's weird.
So you've got a comment here from Mush. PLT giveaway on Mugga.
hey, tell man head back to Coppen, fam. Head back to Coppen, my bro.
Cool. So I did say it was a tale of two strikers. And the other striker I wanted to talk about was a certain Mason Greenwood. So he's finally broken his duck. What a goal, first of all. My number nine.
That's the elite nine.
That was pure instinct, man.
The touch was unreal.
Your number nine that doesn't have a better one in two. Better than one in two.
He's 19. Let's not turn on.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying. Wait, how can you want an elite? How can you make in a case for elite striker and then say your number nine is Greenwood?
Because Greenwood will be elite.
But he's not right now.
Greenwood will be elite.
Yeah, he's, you know what I mean? He's not right now.
Guys basically have half a season.
He's going to outscore Martial in 2-3 years.
Bro, he'll outscore Martial this season.
Martial's got, I think, 73 goals for United. Yeah. Greenwood's going to get that in the next 2-3 years.
Bro, facts. Of course he will. But my point...
There you go, then. So what you want?
Right now, you're arguing for an elite striker. You want Martial at the team, and you're saying your number nine is Greenwood. Right now.
Because Greenwood will be elite.
But
Greenwood will be elite in 10 months' time. Greenwood will be elite. Fact.
In 10 months.
You can wait for someone with the potential. Anthony Martial was 25. Harsh reality. He's 25.
Ten months.
He's not. Him and Rashford aren't age mates, you know. Greenwood aren't age mates, you know.
I said 2-3 years. You said 10 months.
10 months, yeah.
10 months. He will be the best striker at the club. Fact. He's already second best behind Cavani. Fact.
So, obviously, with no Cavani and no Martial for the Leipzig game, I saw an interesting comment on my timeline on Saturday. Somebody made the comment that, you know, stylistically, we compare him to Van Persie a lot. Left footer, technical, comfortable, under pressure. But they said he seems to have traits a bit more similar to Aguero in terms of being that kind of central number nine who's active in and around the box. What are you lot's thoughts on that? Because what I see when he plays out wide is that he favours his left so much, despite being both-footed. He's hampered by the fact that Wan-Bissaka doesn't provide any width for him, which means the left-back and the centre-back are both doubling up on him cutting inside. And it means that most of the time, all he's able to really do is come inside and just recycle possession and just make sure that we kind of keep possession high up the pitch. But when he's central, he can go left, he can go right. We know he doesn't need much space to get a shot off. And he's while not being strong, he's pretty nippy. Who would be interested in seeing him get a run up top?
Yeah, definitely.
100%. After Cavani leaves, Timmy said it. After Cavani leaves, he's going to be...
I'm not even saying after Cavani leaves. Now!
Let me tell you one thing. The fact that Cavani and Martial are out for tomorrow's game gives Greenwood a huge opportunity. And if he takes this opportunity tomorrow, that's the end of Martial, bruv. There might be two French brothers out in the summer, not one. Listen, I'm telling you. If he takes this chance tomorrow, don't make me start calling out Haaland, bruv. Don't make me do it.
No, behave yourself, man.
Mason started on Saturday, and if he scores tomorrow, starts central tomorrow, and he scores, he's giving Ole a headache. And
what if he doesn't?
Martial, yeah. I think Martial, he's not a number nine, but I'll take him on the left wing. He's good off the left, I think, Martial.
So, what if Greenwood starts the next two games
and he doesn't score?
Sorry, what's that?
If Greenwood starts, this is open to you and A1. If Greenwood starts the next two games and he doesn't score in either of them,
yeah, but he's 19, performance. He's 25. So we have to be patient. He is going to have dips. He's having a dip in form at the minute. But
that's my point. We have to be patient with
him. That's what Cavani's there for. You can play.
He's going through a lot at the moment.
But that's also what Martial is there for as well. If everybody's talking about Cavani, come on. Like, Martial's stocks can't have plummeted that much that you're saying you'd rather start Cavani over Martial. Because let's not forget that Cavani got hooked after 45 minutes. And if that was Martial who wasn't injured, by the way, that got hooked after 45 minutes, then we'd be talking about it madly. So the fact that everyone's talking about Cavani like he's the Cavani from 2-3 years ago is a little bit mad. I would like to see Greenwood start a few games up top, but let's not rub Martial so much that we put Cavani, the version of Cavani we see now, ahead of him. Because
again,
not scoring him.
A lot of people,
I don't get why it's not ludicrous to say Cavani should start.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Cavani's this finished guy. Like,
he's outscoring him.
He was injured for like large parts.
He's outscoring him. Think about that. He's outscoring him off the bench.
Off the bench.
Bro, Cavani didn't play football.
Him off the bench.
And then you
Cavani didn't
him,
play football for like 10 months,
and you
bro.
Started him, and then yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly,
bro. He was in, bro. Yeah, but, listen, Rodney, he was coming Rodney, off the bench for PSG because he told them he was not signing a new contract. Right,
yeah,
he was coming off the bench for PSG because they told him he was not signing a new contract. Otherwise, he'd have been playing week in, week out.
Everything you're saying points to him not needing to start. He's 33 years old. He hasn't played football in 10 months. And he's better off the bench.
This 33-year-old thing as well. Like, all the best strikers in world football are like mid 30s, bro.
This is what Aga said. He's 33.
All the best strikers in world football.
I didn't even know how old he was.
You know what I mean?
I thought he was 37. I'll be honest, bro.
So we're happy to see Mason break his duck. And yeah, now so he could have scored a couple more, to be honest. And I think the first one was the one where he kind of mishit it, which is quite unlike him. And the second one was the one where he rushed it. So
he had a late on chance.
So it's good to see him just getting chances again, because I can't even remember, apart from the game against Southampton, where again that was uncharacteristic of him. He hasn't really been getting many chances in games. So long may it continue. and we're talking about Champions League, so it makes perfect sense for us to segue to what is going to be a huge game tomorrow away at RB Leipzig. So they're coming off a 3-3 draw with Bayern Munich, who for the most part seem to destroy everything that moves. And we beat them 5-1 in the reverse fixture. How confident are we feeling?
Yeah, that's. I think we only need a draw, so I don't.
I find those awkward positions to go into a game. Like, I feel like when the team knows they need to win, it's a kind of very clear, like, objective. Like, we're going out there, we have to score, we have to keep it tight. When it's a draw, a lot of the time the team can be almost like a bit too lax. And
then I think then we can afford to sort of sit back and then counter more because Leipzig have to win the game, right?
The best way to approach it is to think it's a knockout tie. And if we get an away goal, they have to score twice. If we score twice, they have to score. So we should be looking to get a goal. Mm-hmm. If we score the opening goal, they're going to come onto us, into our hands. And we'll get 2-3 then. And the game goes away from them. So we could win the game.
It's not on away goals, though.
He's saying the scenario is that
if we score, it's like
they have to score two.
They have to win. Yeah,
we get two. They have to score three. If they think it that way, it'd be better for them. If they think we can go through with a 0-0, you're asking with this team.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's set up nicely for us because we like to counter attack in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, but I just don't like going into games knowing that we just need a draw to go through. I don't like that because it will get to like the 75th minute or something. The game will be on the knife edge at 0-0. And then we'll try and sit back and hold. To the draw. And then in the 86th minute, we get stung and then lose 1-0. And this is the type of shit that will piss me off. Like, Ollie needs to go out there and act like we need to win the game. Yeah. I don't care what tactics he uses, if he wants to counter-attack, if he wants to take the game to them or whatever. Listen, bro, do not lose this game tomorrow. Because if he loses this game tomorrow, just don't lose the game tomorrow.
What do you think that does to our season if we go into the Europa League?
Secretly, I think it will be better for us going forward in the league because we'll just literally put Europa down to the kids. So our players will be fresh week in, week out. Our best players will be fresh week in, week out for league fixtures. But, bro, I'm tired of seeing Europa League, man. I'm tired of it.
The players need exposure to Champions League, man.
Yeah,
They need to qualify. They need to man up.
A lot of men in our squad haven't seen knockout stage of the Champions League. Wan-Bissaka hasn't seen it. Maguire hasn't seen it. Donny's seen it, obviously. McTominay and them, man. Like, we need... Barca clapped us, didn't they? I just think we need serious Champions League experience. Like, we need to go deep in this tournament. Like, I'm not talking last 16s and quarterfinals. We need to really try our best and get a serious run because even now they're not taking us seriously in Europe anyway, bro. PSG just came and slapped our head, bro, at Old Trafford again. For all the time we talk about how we beat PSG, they've come Old Trafford twice and schooled us twice.
We beat them twice away, though, didn't we?
Bro, they've schooled us at Old Trafford twice.
We didn't get schooled last week.
Pardon?
I agree with you, two years ago we did.
All right, so then that will go back to the conversation we was having 10 minutes ago. Why didn't we win that game? Why didn't we win that game then? All right,
Yeah, Martial and Ollie. So,
I'm not blaming Ollie for not taking off Fred, you know.
I am.
I'm not blaming Ollie for not taking off Fred. How can Fred be so stupid, bruv? He's a grown man.
But that's Fred, though.
Bro, you are a grown man.
It's not about Fred. It's about he was very naive. In Europe, you can go out with a bad 15 minutes. You can have the best, you know, campaign going for you. That's Liverpool, that's City. You have a bad 15 minutes, you're out of Europe. We were on top. Rashford got injured. Signal, take me off. Ole didn't react. Tuchel made the change. He brought on that backer, left back.
Yeah,
they played the game. They got the goal. Fred got sent off. Leave Fred out of it. All right. If you don't want to blame Fred, don't blame it. But Ole was too naive. You can't be that reactive in Europe. And you can't be that naive in Europe as well. Because 15 minutes and you'll be out of Europe. And that's my worry tomorrow. If he's naive like that, if he doesn't handle the game within the game man management, we'll be out within 15 minutes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the PSG game a little bit. So it was a weird game. I think we were pretty fortunate. Would you say we were fortunate to go in at 1-1?
Well, at half time.
Mm.
I think they were comfortably the better team in the first half.
Yeah. Would you say we were fortunate for Fred not to be off at half time?
Oh, absolutely, bruv. Yeah. I don't know the difference in rules with Champions League and Premier League, and that is, I just know that you do that in the league, then it's a red card and a free game ban. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed. So where we were coming from, we went in at halftime 1-1. I was on a Discord with Sebi. Sebi was like, he needs to take Fred off now because Fred will get sent off. And if Fred gets sent off, that's a like, it was because I missed the first half. So when I Fred said like he needs to take Fred off now because he will get sent off. He should be off already. So obviously he keeps him on. Second half. They had I don't even think they're that impressive of a side, and their results in their league show that they're not that impressive of a side. They've got good individuals. And so we go up there and we have two really good chances for Martial. The first one is the one that's truly unforgivable for me. A tap in and he completely misses the target. The second one, I feel like a calm, confident Martial takes a second, sells his man, and he gets his yard to slot it in. But because he was so aggy from his miss and generally the season that he's having, he just wanted to make a clean connection on it. And the guys deflected it and blocked it, and they've gone up the other end and they've scored. We've shown that history of defending set pieces and corners really, really poorly this season. It's a real issue for us. And then the last goal was just Neymar magic to get away from Maguire. And then their quality showing out at the end of the game. Obviously, we look at the Istanbul game, and really, that loss puts us in a position now where we are the only team, I think, of all the English teams who are going into their last Champions League game, needing to actually pull out a result. We really shouldn't be where we are right now. Leipzig are funny because they're one of these teams, and they've got one of these coaches that get waxed lyrical about on the continent. But when we played them at Old Trafford, Rashford completely dusted them. And we see from the West Ham game that Rashford and Bruno take this team as far as this team can go. So I guess I want to go around and ask you guys your predictions for tomorrow. I'll start with you Akar. What's your prediction for tomorrow?
I see us winning. I think it'll be a cagey first half. Second half, I think we'll catch them on the break and we'll get another one late on to finish the game. We just need to score. If we score, we'll go through. We can't. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Rodney, what's your prediction?
4-1 United.
Okay. and Simi, what's your prediction?
I think I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with as well. Because it's going to be a 1-1 draw and we end up going.
So I think we score first, maybe pretty early, and they get a late equaliser. And we or just about hold
up. Like, 20 minutes left and we have to bit of squeaky time, yeah?
Cool. We never do it the easy way.
We never do. But listen, Ollie is he's undefeatable, man. So I expect him to find a way through yet again, to be honest with you. Danny's in the comments saying we're going out.
See him.
Cool. So let's finish up with some listeners' questions here, guys. So... first question from Pellmeister. Who are you guys replacing Pogba with? I'll start with you, Rodney.
No idea. I don't think you can... it's weird because his bad performances means sometimes you can replace him with literally anyone. When he's on his game, you can't really replace him with one player. So it's a difficult one. And then to trust United to be able to replace him is another question, and whether it's weird, I've no idea how you replace him or who you'd replace him with, to be honest with you.
How about you, Timmy?
I'm not really sure what's out there, bro, to be honest with you. I'd
just promote. I'd promote Hannibal Medjugorje, bro, to be honest with you.
You
I'd just promote him. Not even that he's ready. I just think he needs to be with the first team. Like, yeah, he needs to sit on the bench for a bit. He needs to travel with the squad and that, get a feel for it. And then, you know, like, kind of like look after him how Pep looked after Foden for 2-3 seasons. Give him the token minutes here and there, then play him in unnecessary Champions League games and whatnot. And just let him really just ball out, because I've got seriously high hopes for this guy, man. I'm telling you. Like, we've literally got our Pogba replacement in our under-23s.
We've got a good set of young midfielders, to be honest. There's also Garner, who's at Watford. And I've been hearing a lot about Galbraith this
He's on loan, no?
Galbraith is with the under-23s.
He's with the under-23. Garner's on loan.
And who's the one who's at Charlton? What's his name, Akka? Levitt.
Dylan Levitt, yeah.
Yeah, so
he's good.
Yeah, we've got a decent set. How about you, Akka? Who would you be looking at for us to replace Pogba with?
I think it takes two players.
Okay.
That's good, Pogba. I agree with Timmy,
though. Tyrese's jokes. He's saying that he thinks United will replace Pogba. We've already replaced him. Probably think that, to be fair. Yeah, they probably think that. Sorry, Akka, bro.
Sorry, yeah. So I was going to say two players. I'd say one in their mid-20s established player. And then I was going to say younger player, but Timmy's right. Hannibal is the younger player. So I'd introduce him to the squad. I'd introduce Garner to the squad. And I'd go get like an established, like, I like Ndidi, man. And if I've got Ndidi, I'd...
The problem is, Ndidi's not replacing Pogba.
No, but
you know what I mean? He's just...
You can't replace Pogba. He's
no, great. Sorry. Their positions are different. Do you know what I mean? Indeed, he's a DM, right? Yeah. Pogba's more of a creative midfielder.
Yeah, the thing is, Ole plays with we're going to play with a double pivot, so that's why I'm saying Ndidi, and Bruno's going to play number 10. So it's not like for like. It's filling the spot, the midfield spot.
I hate Ndidi on the ball.
Salzburg have that midfielder, Shoba Salai. Is he a centre mid?
He's a bit further forward. He's been compared to Bruno, you know.
Oh, what? He's more of a 10.
Oh, look good. The lad from Ajax. Gravenberch, is it?
Oh, Ryan Gravenberch.
Apparently,
he's done on FM.
He was baller.
He's the next one up. You know what? For me, I think Van der Beek is their Pogba replacement. And I think we need a replacement for our deepest midfielder. So I was discussing it in the Mugga chat. I would want us to get Douglas Luiz or Basuma from Brighton. For me, the profile of midfielder we need in that deepest midfield role is an athletic player who can play with the ball as well. The reason McTominay gets to play is because he's athletic, he's quick, he's strong, he can cover a lot of ground. Where he's an issue for us is that he can't play. So, for example, in the first half, he couldn't find Van der Beek in the holes. Pogba could, but Van der Beek is getting the ball and he's looking around. No combination plays for McTominay. Fouls, sloppy touches, no composure. So the only way he gets out of the team is if you bring in a player who's able to match with us. And then you need that player to also be able to play so we become a more cohesive team altogether. So now you've got your athletic deepest midfielder who's comfortable covering big spaces and protecting Lindelof and Maguire, but then he's also comfortable being able to do the basic, at least the basic parts of the first phase of play. So getting it off the defenders and getting it into the middle third of the pitch. Then you've got Van der Beek, who's intelligent, who uses the ball well, who's got guile, who's got technique, and then you've got Bruno. So then that's your midfield three. That's where I'd go with it, personally.
I like Bissouma a lot.
I like him a lot.
I don't know if the move's a bit too early for Bissouma still. I remember having a conversation about him. I just think maybe by next summer he'll be ready. Like, he's definitely proven to be one of the better centre midfielders in the league this season. And it helps that he's got a good coach in Graham Potter looking after him as well.
Facts.
I'm not too sure if a summer move is too early or not for him. But he's definitely one I'm looking for in the future, for sure.
He's ready for me. Got a question from Drakir AJ. if you could hypothetically give a player in the squad a trait or characteristic of another player in the squad, what would you do? So, for example, giving Fred Pogba's range or passing, or giving Martial Rashford's intensity. I'll start with you, Aka. If you were to give a player in the squad a trait of another player in the squad, who would it be?
I'd give Lindelof Maguire's heading ability.
Would you give Lindelof Maguire's heading ability?
I think apart from that, I mean, I don't know about how you guys feel about Lindelof. I think most of the time, he's a very good defender. He's reliable.
Lindelof's my guy. Hey, I like Aka, you know. I swear I like this guy, you know. Put him in the chat today.
Either give Maguire pace or give Lindelof heading ability of Maguire.
Okay.
And then you have one complete centre back, and then you can challenge with the centre.
I think those mixed match of attributes still doesn't give you one good defender.
I think maybe Lindelof, you need pace as well. But he's smart, Lindelof. I think he defends a lot better than Maguire. He defends a lot better than he gets credit for.
Defending is better than Maguire's. Yeah, I'd agree.
Lindelof needs strength as well. He needs
yeah, yeah. Anybody's got PMP, it's a bad day for him. Yeah. Rodney, what attributes would you mix and match?
Now, these men have pissed me off with Martial. I can't lie, so I'm gonna.
These
men have
not even a Martial fan like that, to be honest.
I'm not coming on with these.
Hey, this is the new one-two punch, cuz.
They've got man heated. They try rush, man. Watch when I see you, man.
Hold on, who did Aka rush earlier? Was that Timmy or was that Rodney?
It was not me.
Who's shouting at one of you?
It was Timmy.
Hey, listen, we call the truth, cuz. We call the truth, cuz.
Right? You know what, man? Anyway, I'm about my boy, and I'm saying I'm gonna give Martial Cavani's movement.
Ooh, okay. How about you, Timmy?
I saw a good one in on the thing actually. Give Matic Fred's legs. That would be good. That would be very good. It would save us going out and buying a DM for me. But
The one I would do is I'd
give, obviously it's gotta be my boy, isn't it, Pogba. I'd give Pogba Rashford's work rate. Just give him Rashford's work rate. Rashford just works super hard, innit? And a lot of the time we see Pogba jogging, we see him a little bit lax, we see him throwing his arms in the air if it's not going his way and whatnot. Maybe thinks he's a bit too big time or whatever, but someone like Rashford obviously knows what it's like to wear the shirt, been United fan all his life, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to bust his gut for the club all the time. And it shows in his work rate. So yeah, give Pogba Rashford's work rate. And I've got my boy back fully. Someone asked Danny why he's doing all this talking in the flipping chat and he didn't want to come on today, bruv.
You'd give Pogba Rashford's agent. For me, I'd do one of two things. I'd give Bailly Maguire's durability, or I'd give Wan-Bissaka Telles' technique. One of those two things, I think.
Those are two good ones still.
If you give Bailly Maguire's durability, one top defender. And I think if you give Wan-Bissaka Telles' technique, that is able, when you add his athleticism to that, you now have a competent fullback going forward. And then to go with his defensive attributes, you're talking about a top. You're talking about a top fullback. Got one from Iriboni in the comments. Give Bruno van der Beek's technical security. Give Pogba Bruno's all action style and mindset. Got any others in there? Give Duarte Pepe Maguire status. That's a good one. I don't think I see any more in there. Got another question from the Magic Man's rant. No question, but just go in on this Pogba guy because I'm tired.
I was going to delete that earlier as well. Still, next, 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 next
Have we got any questions from the listeners who are listening now? Because that's the end of the ones that we got on Twitter. I think I saw one a bit
earlier. Rashford Greenwood's finishing. I like that still.
Not bad, not bad. Give Greenwood Rashford's athleticism. It feels like we've got so many players who've like, they're really good in one particular area.
And they struggle in other ones.
And that area they're struggling stops them from being necessarily a top player, and it brings that level down, which means that they're not quite. Yeah, you look at Martial. Mm. Yeah, imagine Martial with Cavani's movement. Like, that's probably, his approach generally grates on me, but if it had Cavani's movement, you're talking about a striker who would be the sort of striker that you're looking for us to have, Timmy, in all honesty. Because I think he's a good footballer, a really good footballer.
Who, Martial?
Yeah, I think he's a
really good footballer.
But yeah, the other stuff that then make you a proper shooter, especially up front in the Premier League, he lacks. So if we've got no more questions from our listeners, I want to thank you all for your time this evening. Akka, always welcome.
Thanks,
Akka. We'll add you to the Mugga chat. You can see the madness. Timmy, always a pleasure, bro.
Good to see you. Respect, boys.
Yeah, man. Rodney, I've seen you twice in a week, man. We got to make more, just more of a habit, bro.
Come on, bro. I told you already, you come off the bench and you're ready to play again.
I'm ready to play, man. I'm ready. I'm back in the mix. Where's Stevie?
I'm calling him out as well, bro. Okay,
hold on. We got a question from Tobes. What's United's best midfield trio and how would you set them up?
Difficult one, man.
At the minute, it's Fred, Van der Beek, and Bruno.
It's gotta be Matic, Pogba, Bruno still. And it just shows that it's still not good enough because Matic does need replacing now. But I think, like, balance wise and ability wise, that's the best trio that we have.
I think that trio leaves us so susceptible, man.
That's probably the trio. You love Fred too much.
Nobody likes Fred, bro.
So, hold on. So, what three are you playing?
I would go Pogba, Bruno, and I would probably go with Fred.
I'll go with Matic.
Fred, thank you.
I don't like, bro. You've seen me arguing about Fred in the chat. I do not rate you. The thing is, you have to remember, is that Pogba has no interest in defending whatsoever. It doesn't come naturally to him. So essentially, that guy you're playing at the back by themselves needs to be mobile. So as good as Matic is on the ball, playing with Pogba and Bruno, he's going to be exposed all day long. And as long as he's exposed all day long, that means Maguire and Lindelof.
Whoa.
And you know, once them guys are exposed, them shots are getting rained at your boy. And you Pogba, know, you don't do too well when the shots are on target with
me. I stop that. Bro, Pogba and Fred, two men that cannot handle a press. I can't. Matic is just our most comfortable DM. Literally, all right, he ain't got the legs, but he's our best DM. He's our most comfortable DM on the ball. Bro, when Fred picks up the ball from Maguire, he turns, he's got five men on him. It's just a mistake waiting to happen. Same with Pogba. It's the same with Pogba. When they got man on them, like sometimes Pogba might be able to get out of it.
But these men,
both of them cannot handle the press. He can't.
You know what? Pogba can handle the press. I think Pogba's issue is that at times he asks for the ball, A, in the completely wrong positions to receive it, and B, he does not pass the ball on quickly.
He
will beat the first press, and then instead of then giving the ball off, he'll hold on to it for too long. And
sometimes
we'll come back, and then somebody else will come back, and then he's getting panned. But in terms of being press resistant,
I think Pogba's definitely.
I ain't gonna lie, fam.
I think he'll beat the first press, the second press, and then it's the third press that will piss you off because he's doing that thing where he's trying to pin the man instead of.
Just I see Pogba lose the ball way too much in our final third.
That's why.
Yeah. Way too much.
I don't think that's a skill set thing, though.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's his ability.
It's a release.
But yeah, against West Ham, you saw it. He got rid of the ball a lot quicker.
Agreed. That's good. So, he played well on Saturday.
How he played against West Ham is generally how you want him to play. Like,
he played mature.
That should be his baseline performance. Mm. What he did against West Ham, that should be the level he never dips below.
Agreed.
Because even that level there, he can go beyond that.
Agreed. It wasn't amazing, but he used the ball well. He progressed it well. He played found guys in between the line. And obviously, not every week is he going to score a wonder goal. But what I'm looking for him is, within your technical security, two, three times a game, I want you to make something happen in the final third. Because you can do it. And it was in his stride. Like he said, he's only just starting to feel like himself again. And he's able to put in that sort of performance. So when he's playing worse than that, and we've seen a lot of that, it's unforgivable for me.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for him to play worse than he played against West Ham. And we've seen way too much of that. So we've got another question from Ereboni. Showed us again. If Poch is gone by the summer, as soon as somebody takes him, who comes in to save us? A, Ollie's not going nowhere. Get used to it.
Ollie's about to trick me like Martial tricked me, bro. He's about to win the league. I'm telling you.
Oh my God, man. We should have left before he got into this.
Listen, bro, just everyone clip it, remember it. At the end of the season, just come and tell me I was right, bro. Just come and tell me I was right. Title challenge. That's what I'm saying.
I'll buy you a shirt. And I'll buy you
a shirt. Yeah?
100%. I'll deliver it myself. I'll drive down south, deliver it myself.
Calm.
You thought it was a tag team that he just went on you, my bro.
If Pogba says, I'm buying all of you lot shirts, man.
Yeah, shirts giveaway, you get me.
Oi, how do you run people out of this place, bro? Who's this clown, man?
I saw that.
Yeah, remove that, man.
What happened?
We'll talk about it off pod.
Okay.
Obscenities in our comments, haters. You know how it goes, man. So I'll do this again. Thank you all for your time this evening, lads. It's been a pleasure. Our first live stream mugger with the overlays and whatnot. I could get used to this, to be honest.
Yeah, this is quality still.
Yeah. So like we said, Aka, we'll add you to our group chat, and you're welcome to come on whenever you're about. Rodney, always good to see you, bro. Timmy, a pleasure as always,
come on, lad. Man, bro.
Stay safe. We try and make United great again.
That's the one.
Right, nice one.
Peace.